Doing Good Things Together. Together, the project by Helen Bells about the development of volunteering and charitable organizations in Belarus.
Hello, dear friends. Helen Bells is in the studio for you, and I'm glad to present to you the next edition of the project Together. Every year on the 2nd of April, there is the World Autism Awareness Day. The purpose of this date is to highlight the need to help people suffering from this disease and improve their standard of living. After all, the number of children with autism is high in all regions of the world and has enormous consequences for children, their families, communities and societies. It is assumed that the day of the 2nd of April, specialized state and public organizations should devote to the dissemination of information about this disease. For example, to conduct lectures or publish booklets. At the day, which is dedicated to a specific theme each year, conferences and roundtables are held. During these events, strategies and approaches regarding issues of guardianship, autonomy and legal capacity for people living with autism are discussed. Autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder that appears during the first 3 years of life. This disease is diagnosed in the presence of three symptoms: lack of social interactions, impaired mutual communication, limited interests, and a repetitive repertoire of behavior. Yelena Titova, chairman of the Public Association, Belarusian Association for Assistance to Disabled Children and Young Disabled People, will tell you more in a moment.
Together. Let's talk.
Я представляю интересы более 2000 семей, 2200 семей со всей республики, это 50 первичных организаций по всей республике.
I represent the interest of more than 2000 families, to be more precise, 2200 families from all over Belarus. We have 50 grassroots organizations all over the country, and in Minsk region we have the greatest part of our organizations. Therefore, we cooperate tightly with state bodies of this region. However, today I would like to tell you about my experience as a mother of a child with special needs. My son Mitya Dmitry Sergeyevich is 31 years old. He doesn't speak, doesn't write, doesn't read. He has autistic developmental disorders. Therefore, as a mother of a special child, I face a lot of issues and challenges daily. Naturally, I have a lot of skills and solutions of different issues. Also, I would like to emphasize that, of course, nowadays we see a real breakthrough in medicine, education and social protection as far as autists are concerned. However, in spite of all new services and opportunities, parents of such kids and adults experience stress every day, precisely with this category of people with special needs. Also, I was thinking how to explain others what kind of stress we feel. So right now, I try to explain. If we talked about wheelchair users, the deaf, visually impaired, they would tell us about their life themselves, about their needs and challenges. However, most of people, autists, I don't say that all of them, but still, cannot represent themselves, cannot even enter this room, just because it will be a completely new situation for them. So, as a person who knows about these challenges firsthand, as a person who represents parents with the same problems, I always say that such parents need support and help every day as far as possible. On the whole, only family manages to support autists every day and full time in spite of government agencies. Life of an autist doesn't stop in medical centers, hospitals and social district centers. It's obvious. Therefore, support of such parents is extremely important. And today I would like to tell about such things that will be useful for the general public. And I urge mass media to spread information about autism. How important to understand their perception of the world and their private space, not only during the World Autism Awareness Day, but as often as possible. If you meet such a person in the shop or cafe, it's very important to know about his or her unusual, or some people would say abnormal, behavior, and give him or her opportunity to leave crowded place or give him or her a separate room. Indeed, such simple measures reduce his or her levels of anxiety and worry.
The project together with Helen Bells.
You're listening to Radio Belarus International. Helen Bells is in the studio for you. I remind you, dear friends, that today we are talking about autism. Examples of the description of the signs of autism can be found in historical sources that appeared long before the introduction of the term autism. For example, Martin Luther's Table Talk records mention a 12-year-old boy possibly suffering from a severe form of autism. The symptoms of the disease are also traced in descriptions of the wild boy from Aveyron, Mowgli of the 18th century, who lived in the French forests and came to people at the age of 12. Currently, the world's most widely accepted statistical estimate of people with autism spectrum disorder is approximately 1% of the population. The causes of ASD are still being investigated. Among the main ones are called genetic and environmental, that is, heredity and the influence of the environment. The term autismus was coined by the Swiss psychiatrist Eugen Bleuler in 1910 when describing the symptoms of schizophrenia. At the basis of this Neo-Latinism, meaning abnormal narcissism, he put the Greek word auto, self, intending to emphasize the patient's departure into the world of his own fantasies, any external influence on which is perceived as unbearable importunity. But with the right support, consideration, and acceptance, people with this neurological disorder can enjoy equal opportunity and participate fully and productively in society. Елена Титова, chairman of the public association, Belarusian Association for Assistance to Disabled Children and Young Disabled People, will continue with the topic.
Together. Let's talk.
Тишина. Очень легко сейчас решается этот вопрос. Действительно, разные звуки, и об этом узнавали мы, родители, и от родителей, у специалистов, разные звуки также необычные. Например,
such people need silence. It's essentially important for them. This problem can be solved by using headphones. There are even special ones. Indeed, different unusual sounds, for example drilling, can cause horror and blue fear for autists, and first aid won't help him or her in this situation. I guess you can meet autists in special headphones walking on the streets. Indeed, this is a solution of the problem. Also, autists need things to keep busy their hands. Sometimes, we ordinary people also fumble something in our hands and just don't pay attention to this. However, if we're talking about autists, for them, it's a way to avoid blue fear, to break the tension. It's another story. From my experience, they like to take to pieces pens, for example. They don't need any pills. Any doctor will tell you that it's not a disease that is treated by medicine. It's a peculiarity of their behavior and will be with them till the end of their days. Quality of life of such people depends on attitude of society towards such people and, of course, the awareness of the general public. I can tell a lot of stuff, but unfortunately we have time limits. But I would like to emphasize that you will find a lot of useful information on website of our organization, www.liveguide.by. Also, there are a lot of useful information, especially for parents, on website of Russian Foundation Vyhod, Solution, www.autism.help. There are a lot of translated researchers' advices how to solve different difficult situations. Also, I would like to tell you that parental community at local level is very important. From my point of view, if parents have an opportunity to join associations, a state should not only support this activity and desire, but even inspire them to do this. I will explain now why I think so. As a mother of a special child, I can give a great amount of advice to family and parents to overcome this or that situation, and in such a way to reduce tension on medical and social establishments. And about adults who suffer from autism, mostly attention is paid on children. Of course, we parents want that after our death our children would stay to live in the place and in the community to which they get used to. For people who suffer from autism, move to another place, for example, boarding facility, is tantamount to death. I don't like to say this word, but still. Sometime, most of us visit spa retreats, and most of us will say that they like spending their time there. But would you please ask yourself whether you will agree to live in spa retreats all the time? I'm pretty sure that you don't. The same story is with boarding facility for autists. And the last issue I would like to dwell on is connected with clear language. I guess most of my colleagues know about it, but I'm not sure that all parents do. What is it? This information for adults which is reported by using plain language. For example, nowadays only our organization is engaged in translation of information into this language. However, we actively teach this process other specialists from medical and social spheres. An important way to provide greater cognitive accessibility, particularly for people with intellectual, developmental and learning disabilities, is to use plain language writing. Most of our brochures written in plain language are published on our website. One can download and examine them.
The project together with Helen Bells.
You're listening to Radio Belarus International. Helen Bells is in the studio for you. Елена Титова, chairman of the public association, Belarusian Association for Assistance to Disabled Children and Young Disabled People, was our today's guest. I believe that you would agree with me that unknown is always scary. World Autism Awareness Day allows you to dispel myths and prejudice about children with autism spectrum disorder, provide more objective information, unite the efforts of parents, specialists from various ministries and departments, and people who are not indifferent to other people's problems. People often misinterpret autism, and the more people know about this disease, the less stigmatization of such people will be in society. After all, everyone can change the world. Well, friends, that's all for today. Remember, the world is full of possibilities. Do not be afraid to go for a life change and you will discover a special world. Be the change you want to see in the world. It's time to say goodbye. Me, Helen Bells, was in the studio for you today. Hope to see you soon next Friday. Thank you for being with us and see you soon on the waves of Radio Belarus International. Bye-bye.
To learn more about volunteering and charitable organizations in Belarus, listen to the project Together with Helen Bells every week on the waves of Radio Belarus International. Doing good things together.
A legendary woman of Belarus. Saint patron of Belarus, you frozen of Polotsk, an enlightener and philanthropist, enriched the treasure of Belarusian and world science and culture with her knowledge, ideas and talent. Her name, which means joy, is associated with the establishment of the first educational institutions and libraries, the creation of an architecture and painting school, and the development of crafts. Eufrosin of Polotsk's self-sacrifice and educational activities were key to the social and state life of the Belarusian lands. There is still very little information about the life of the saint. Presumably, she was born in 1101 in Polotsk. The reverend, who had the name of Pritslava before Tonsharin, was born in a princely family. From early childhood, her parents infused the girl with love for reading. Her favorite books were the Psalter and the Holy Scripture. Pritslava was sharp-witted and good-looking. Nevertheless, she wasn't afraid to give up on a bright future and devote herself to serving God. Parents prepared their daughter for a dynastic marriage. However, the future saint took a firm decision to choose the monastic path when she was only 12 years old. She secretly took monastic vows and, with the Bishop of Polotsk's permission, at first lived in a tent near St. Sophia Cathedral. Then she founded a monastery near the town and persuaded her relatives to take monastic vows. Eufrosyne of Polotsk led an austere life, read and prayed a lot. Living in a monastery, she began copying books. At that time, it was exclusively men's occupation. Later, she began writing her thoughts down and creating entire stories. Basically, Saint Eufrosyne wrote prayers and also made translations from Greek and Latin, as she was fluent in these languages. Eufrosyne wrote books in her spare time from prayers and worship services. The money thus earned, she distributed amongst the destitute. All across Polsk, she was famous as an advisor and never refused to give a helping hand to those in need. In 1161, with Saint Eufrosyne's blessing and probably using her own sketch, master jeweler Lazar Boksha made a splendid gem-studded altar cross, which is considered to be an outstanding piece of art. According to Eufrosyne's intention, the cross was supposed to revive the souls of the Polotsk dwellers and all the inhabitants of her native land to the end of time. Unfortunately, the cross of Saint Eufrosyne mysteriously disappeared during the Second World War and hasn't yet been found. In her advanced maturity, the saint fulfilled her lifelong dream and undertook a pilgrimage to Jerusalem to venerate the Holy Sepulchre. In 1173, she rested in peace there. Every year, on the 5th of June, the feast day of Saint Eufrosyne of Polotsk is celebrated.